Hello, I'm Noel Davidson, a servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas, and sent by God to your house to declare to you the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to welcome you to this broadcast, this audio, being made in the office of my home in Plano, Texas. It's a great pleasure to serve God with your spirit in the gospel and to do only His will. I praise the Lord for what I'm about to speak from. As a young boy, I was raised in church. Northern Methodist, John Wesley Methodist, some Baptists. But the people primarily were made up of Evangelical Methodists and Northern Methodists. In Southeast Kansas and Southwest Missouri, then Oklahoma, Northeastern Oklahoma, and Northwest Arkansas. And then California, Northern Missouri, Pennsylvania, East Coast. I could never understand the group of people that I was born into. Not at all. They referred to themselves as fire baptized holiness. I wondered what they meant, fire baptized. But that's where I was born and raised. And I had respect for my earthly father and mother, grandfather, grandmother, aunts, uncles, and other preachers. I should not say other preachers and preachers. My Uncle Floyd, 10 years older than my dad, loved to preach. He loved to stir up a crowd. He loved to be seen a man, and he was effective. I did not know that he was in the flesh. I did not know that at all. One of the various preachers I ever heard talk was Oliver Allen. I believe he's from North Missouri. He was a pleasant man and a great smile. I loved to hear that man talk. I was stunned when he turned the tractor over on himself and was killed. I did not understand that. Not at all. One of the most interesting preachers that I heard talk was Levi Burkhardt, a German, an intellectual, born in Ohio, and preached the Bible methodically. Amazing man. Another minister, preacher, and I heard, was a man named R.E. Pennington. I think maybe he was from California. But R.E. Pennington was somewhat of great interest to me. I didn't know why. I heard about Floyd Martin. I never knew of him. He died in the U.S. born. He supposedly was a fireball. I later, years after he's dead, his wife, Florence Martin, now Ottenreith, came to Redwood Church. I was a pastor. I was not impressed. I've just, this bowl, this blood, speaking as it is, and I'm a servant of the Most High God. Amen. Well, in the early 40s, early 1940s, I met a man and his wife. For the first time in my life, I thought, these people might be my kind of people. It was Paul and Malva Smith came to Redwood and became the pastors. I'm sorry, Paul became the pastor. He was a great storyteller, a pleasant man, a big smile, intelligent, not in theology, not in religion only, but anything he studied. Paul and Bulba moved 1.5, located 1.5 mile south of Lyle Davidson's family. We soon became friends. Paul was an easy man to talk to, but a man that was a good student. Over the years, growing up in my teens, I worked for Paul plowing wheat ground. Quite a bit of it at night on a M. Barmore tractor. I loved to ride that tractor on the prairies of Circocracy and that night, midnight and early morning hours. It was such a joy to my ears. I suppose to my heart to hear that M. Barmore kicking the gear to plow. Oh, you could tell. I could tell by that tractor. Was doing its work at a high level of performance and yet running free. I loved to hear it. I was plowing at 1/4 mile and at 1/2 mile turnarounds. Oh, Al, that Barmahl would sing like some moon may or may not be shining. Lights at a distance on the prairie. Oh, like locations I knew where they were. I was a teenager, 15, 16, 17. And it was such an encouragement to be driving a machine that was my friend. Amen. Thank God I did that for years. Oh, 2 or 3 years. During my early years, I learned I had an aptitude for learning. And that when what I learned could cause and affect other people. I learned that early years as an 18-year-old working in a funeral home, Joplin, Missouri. I learned that aptitude for learning and cause and effect on people increased. In the Navy, I learned as a hospital corpsman, I learned an aptitude for learning and cause of effect on other people still increase. At the university, I learned the same. University of Missouri, as a veterinarian, I learned the same. The same aptitude for learning would cause and effect on the people that I knew, that I walked about. I knew as a young man that my life would be effective in there. I just didn't know what effect it would have. But in 1969, at the direction of the Father God of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, I sold my veterinary hospital and all that I had and obeyed the Father. And I notice today that the same aptitude exists and the same cause and effect on other people is great, although it's the gospel of Jesus Christ that I preach that causes the effect. I'm grateful to God. I'm grateful to God where I'm at this night, and the cause and the effect of the gospel that I preach on other persons of the world is very encouraging and satisfying to me. God bless you. Good night from my office in Plano. Doyle Davis.